Dirt roads to rock crawling, tuba chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 112. Chris, we're at the home studio sitting across from me, and Lorenzo is here.
Yeah, he looks great.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. I'm
getting
better now that I'm not on the freeway and I'm here.
It feels like it's been a while since we recorded. Has it?
It's been a whole week.
A week from Wednesday. Yeah, look at this. Wednesday recording again. Life is busy on the weekends. Every weekend's book.
Every weekend.
So we're doing midweek podcast now. So, and apparently we got a message from Ultra 4 Jones that our lackluster Ultra 4 updates. And he said, I'm like, well, sorry, man. We're working. We're trying to keep up. The information's
I'm not as enthusiastic as he'd like me to be.
Apparently. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, if you don't like it, you can do it. So we're gonna phone him in. He's gonna do the Ultra 4 update for Tear Down for what? Tennessee.
Tear Down for what? Tennessee.
So that's coming up in the podcast today.
How you doing, Ultra 4 Jones?
Wow. There goes your ride in his car. In his new car.
Waiting. Love you, Kevin.
All right. Well, speaking of new cars.
Yes, sir.
How about Eric Wick's new bomber car that just went out on the interwebs here?
Holy moly, yeah.
From Bomber Fabs. Lawson posted it, of course, Amber, because she did a lot of welding out there.
A lot of the weld porn that's going on.
Yeah, there. So that's a I like it, the white buggy.
Woohoo!
You should call that thing Betty White. There's a listener that has a Betty White. He's called Betty White.
Tacoma or a 4Runner?
Yeah, it's a Tacoma. So he's great too. I love that. That's an awesome name for a vehicle, Betty White.
He beat that thing up pretty good on the Bald Mountain Trail down there in near Shaver Lake and Huntington Reservoir. God. Anyway, back to the bomber fabrication.
A little hard on the beaver last night. I mean, Betty White last night. I mean, okay, let's move on.
Betty White, really? Wow.
What is she, 104?
Can't be more than 114.
She's great. Oh, boy. There we go. A little.
You need a Snickers bar?
Blazing Saddles reference.
I think you're a little hangry.
So that's pretty freaking cool, man. That bomber chassis. I don't know what they cost, and it's one of those things that if you have to ask, you can't afford it. So I'm pretty sure I can't afford it.
I've got 100 and something grand poking around in my pocket.
Whoa! There it is. He's coming in high.
We need to take that shit away from you.
There's a sound effect for you, Chris.
Goddamn.
That was Eric Wicks driving his new bomber buggy, man. Out in Mexico.
It sounded like it had a wimpy engine in it. Man.
Oh, shit. Anyways.
We got to get back to the hangar pretty soon and do some more shows over there.
Yes. Yeah, we do. Apparently, we've got an open invitation now, so we can just drop in.
Well, yeah.
As long as we have beer.
We know people.
As long as we have beer.
Beer.
Yep. That's the key to life right there.
Sure is light. C minus?
Mm. No.
Oh, it's Bud Light.
It's Bud Light. It's B minus. B minus. He's a step above us.
That's a better grade than C minus.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. Yep. Whole grade better.
Nice.
So I got that shifter. I was talking about last podcast. I was going to order up one of those shifters from Austin there at Irate. He hooked me up with Sand Hollow Off-Road.
Showed up.
So it showed up, dude, like 3 days later.
Man.
From Hurricane, Utah.
I guess they know who you are.
I like saying Hurricane.
Hurricane.
It's spelled Hurricane, but it's pronounced Hurricane.
Well, I guess. What did you just say?
Harry. Oh, okay. Dog. Sorry.
Negatives, Ghost Rider. Holy moly. We got to rain you in. I think you need a Snickers bar.
So I do need a Snickers bar. I need some dessert. That was great pizza tonight.
Yeah, it was.
So the shifter arrived, and it is a Black Beauty. It's anodized black with blue accents on it, and it's got the reverse lockout pin.
Oh, uh-huh.
Brand new cable, instructions with pictures, so you don't even have to, read.
Well, you don't know how to read. So
I know, so it's great. Even Lorenzo can help me out with this thing. It's pretty straightforward. So looking forward to getting that in the buggy. I'd like to be doing it this weekend, but I'm gone. I'm going to be up in Tahoe.
Well, this weekend coming up is July 4th.
It's 4th of July, so happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. America.
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 Make sure you blow off your fireworks responsibly.
Yeah, don't blow off your fingers.
Don't do it at all.
Don't even fart.
Yeah, don't even fart.
Don't even think about farting in California right now. It's so damn dry. It's drier than a popcorn fart, actually.
Yeah, it's no bueno.
So when this airs, it will be on the, fifth? Sixth.
Sixth.
So I hope you had a, if you're listening to this, congratulations, you survived 4th of July.
There you go.
You got that going for you.
And Jason's shifter knob is still not installed.
No, it won't be installed until, I don't know when. That's going to be a couple weeks. I got to get the buggy in the garage. I got a lot of other stuff going on. I mean, it is fucking ridiculous. I feel like I'm riding a unicycle, juggling balls while spinning plates at the same time.
I would figure chainsaws.
But. Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. So I need to figure this thing out. Why the applause?
Because you're juggling balls and spinning plates and riding a unicycle. That's pretty impressive.
Trying to keep people happy, and it's damn near impossible.
You could be a circus act.
I definitely can right now. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, that's up and coming. What do you got over there? You got some stuff brewing?
Well, you just kind of brought open the box about, upgrades or working on rigs. And I posted something to the gram last weekend, I believe. I started tinkering around with my Jeep because I was bored and I've had parts sitting in the garage for, basically since Christmas, and I want to start doing something. So I had purchased during the holidays, a new Fairlead from Factor 55, and I got one of the...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you posted that up.
Super sexy. Yeah, Factor 55 Fairlead, and I got a Freedom Rope, new synthetic...
Yeah, that came with a soft shackle, right?
It did. Yeah. All that stuff. So I figured, I got time, I'm bored, and it's not too hot, so I'm going to go out in the garage and bang this out. So I, unwound...
Spooled out the wire. Yeah, the wire.
The old galvanized cable.
Yeah.
Got that all on the ground.
And What'd you do with that?
It's just sitting on the ground exactly where I left it.
Perfect.
I'll roll it up and zip tie it, and I'll figure out what I'm going to do. Okay. Somebody will want it. There's people out there that are purists that always want cable. I don't want that newfangled synthetic shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting old. That was me, actually.
I think that was you. I was going to say, you're going to call yourself. You want that wire cable?
Yeah, sure. What the hell? Anyway, so... So I undid the roller fair lead that's on there because you can't use a roller fair lead with a synthetic line.
Well, you can, but if it's been used with a wire line, you shouldn't.
So anyway,
F up your mar. I was going to say, but F mar. Up your.
Well, we can use the F line. Word here.
Can we?
Yeah, we have the explicit label.
Lorenzo's like cutting me off. He's like.
Well, he's
starting
he's
to step going, back into his
going,
role.
He is going to church now, so he's
becoming, is he yeah. Donkey Church?
Donkey
Church of Ass?
He's
the Church of Ass.
He's probably going to.
That's called a strip club, Chris.
Oh shit!
When you tell your wife you're going to church on Sunday, and you go to the strip club, the Church of Ass, that's a different.
In the confessional,
church.
You can actually see what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you got
to. I'm doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. Secrets out.
I'm going to hell.
Okay. Buy you a drink when you get there.
So anyway, so I pulled off the roller fair lead, and I was like getting ready to bolt it. It should have been an easy project. Is there anybody that follows
me? Yeah, pretty straightforward. A couple bolts on the fair lead, and then unspool your line, undo that tiny little bolt that we had a podcast about on my ordeal with that, and then spool everything back in.
You're done, right?
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, not so good.
Wait, did you end up getting grinders out and torches and plasma cutters and shit?
I sat there and I'm like, God, I could, because I would have basically had to remove the winch plate to get in there and all that stuff because those bolts were going to be in the way. And
that's crazy.
This turns it. So anyway, I posted it to the IG and I tagged Factor 55.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they posted back, hey, thanks for your being a customer. Love your stuff.
Love you long time.
And if you had bought the offset one, you'd be bolting it right up. I'm like, well, that's a great goddamn idea. I wish I had known about that. So I went and pulled the trigger this morning, and I bought the offset fairly.
Okay.
So hopefully,
so nice. So that's supposed to just bolt right up.
It should bolt right up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to run my synthetic line on there. Nice. So this will hope it's shipped. I got notification from Factory. I bought Factory Direct. It shipped today.
Yeah.
So today's Wednesday.
And who owns Factor 55 now?
Warren.
That's correct.
So that was the thing that's funny that I don't know if people picked up. I was bolting all this up to a Ramsey winch.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't know. They're probably...
I don't know. Whatever. Nuking. They'll sell you parts. Parts of parts. You should have called Austin at Irate.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think
of that. Could have got probably 50% discount from Warren. Big company.
Yeah.
God. Chris money. It doesn't matter. You just throw it out. It doesn't matter.
I may have bought other stuff, too.
Oh, see? Just Chris money. Hashtag maybe, Chris money.
But I'm not going to get into those details right
now. Wow.
So I'm gonna when those parts show up, I'll finish this project up and I'll post pictures of all the new sexiness.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Should be a new synthetic winch line from Freedom Rope.
Okay,
a new fancy offset winch fairlead, Haas fairlead from Factor 55, and I'll have my new thimble from Factor 55 bolted on or attached to the cable. It'll be sexy.
So what are you doing with the old Fairlead? Are you going to put that up on the old interwebs there?
We'll put it up for sale or do a giveaway or something.
Oh, wow. Look at you feeling generous.
I am feeling generous. And then...
Give it away now.
Speaking... you and I kind of had a discussion off the air about my Fairlead that I can't... My Factor 55 Fairlead that I can't use.
Yeah.
I got an investment on that. So I think it's unused, never bolted up. I think we may do a giveaway.
What I was referring to.
Yeah.
The roller fairlead nobody wants.
No. The roller fairlead's the one. No, this is the
I know, the Factor 55, brand new one that didn't bolt up.
That's a Haas fairlead.
Yeah, Haas.
Haas.
Like Haas avocado.
Yeah, sort of. H-A-W-S-E.
Like Haas from Bonanza.
There you go. That's better. Hey, Haas. I think that's H-O-S-S.
Exactly.
Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit more. We'll figure out the details on it. We may come up with a giveaway for that.
So. Haas Hog from Dukes of Hazzard.
Boss Hog.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Remember what was the deputy's name?
Cletus?
No. Enos?
Enos.
There was Enos, and then, but who was it? It was a Roscoe Pico train.
Coal train.
Good news. Boss, we gonna get them Duke boys. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
I remember. We should have him call into the podcast.
I remember Daisy Duke.
Oh yeah, Daisy Duke. And what was her real name?
Catherine Bach.
Exactly. Catherine Bach drove a
Jeep. Jeep, that's right.
What was it? What kind of Jeep was it?
Dixie.
Yeah, well, it was called Dixie.
Well,
but
CJ7, wasn't it? Or was it a 5?
I thought it was a 5.
I think it was a 7.
It was a badass Jeep.
It was a badass driving the badass Jeep.
Hey, and I heard your wife went through and did a little spring cleaning and got rid of all your Daisy Duke shorts. So I my hat's off and cheers to your wife for doing that.
Well, she sent them all to Filthy McJeffro. But
is that what he's been wearing?
I thought he may be. I don't know.
Yeah, he was supposed to be on the podcast tonight, but he got busy overlanding and shit. So
I noticed he went radio silent.
Whatever.
On his shorts. That's all. I'm
saying. Oh, I know. we'll see. We'll see if we can get in on his busy schedule.
Yep.
In the future there.
That's right. Well, he is a busy guy. He's got, TV shows and all that stuff going on.
Oh, everybody busy. No, you busy too.
So the other thing. So yeah, that's my Jeep update. And then the other thing, we're Lance owners and we're living the Lance life, hashtag Lance life and glamping.
I don't even know where my camper is right now.
I know. That shocked me last week when I showed up and said, something's wrong with your backyard. You have no camper.
No camper.
Anymore. I don't know you anymore. You're dead to me.
It's down at a neighbor's RV pad with a cover.
Whoa. So you're kind of hashtag Chris now.
It's super like plush.
Wow.
Yeah.
My storage is air conditioned.
Well, I wouldn't doubt. Wouldn't surprise me.
So I was standing, as we all know, you all probably know or figured out, I store my camper indoors at work. It's one of the perks of where I work at. We have a lot of space.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was giving my crew assignments one morning, and they're all standing next to my camper, and I was, beep. And I start talking again, and then, beep.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
What the hell is that? And my assistant's like, I think that's coming from your camper. It's like, no, the camper's off. Beep.
Yep.
Oh, there it is.
So I know what it is.
launched the crew, got them out onto the course, opened the door to the camper, and sure as shit, the carbon monoxide alarm propane sensor is squawking up a storm. And I'm like, well, the propane's off. It can't be carbon monoxide because nothing's happening.
Right.
So, but I guess it timed out. End of life. 5 years.
Yeah, that's typically it. They last 5 years.
60 months.
Yeah, there's some I don't know if it's a chemical or what that's in there that does wear out.
I think it's a radioactive.
It is. Something. It's radioactive. It's nuclear from Springfield. from The Simpsons. There, what was that?
Is that why my camper glows?
That's right.
Wow.
No, I don't know, but there is something, and a lot of people don't know. You're supposed to replace them every 5 years.
Well, this doesn't give me a choice. It tells me.
Well, it's pissed off at you.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah, that's good. That's one of the newer ones. So and you get them on Amazon. So you can get the CO2 and LPG, the liquid propane gas combo for like $80 or something. Yeah, was it
like $93?
Yeah, they're not giving them away.
No.
But what's your life worth, too?
Well, you got
to
have
where you go to bed and you don't wake up because you do fucking CO2 poisoning.
Well,
unless you bring a canary into your camper.
Well, or you have 12 or 15 people in there and they're just breathing and you set it off. But I haven't had that problem yet.
Hashtag KOH 2019.
So that I ordered that from Tweedy's, hashtag Tweedy's.com.
Oh, good old Tweedy's. Tweedy's RV.
They had the best deal, so they sent it arrived yesterday, so I'll...
That's an easy two-wire hookup.
Yeah, it should be super simple.
Yeah, piece of cake. Four little bolts.
Won't be squawking anymore.
Wow, I'll
be
good happy. For you. So and you're safe.
Thank God I didn't start squawking when I was camping up at Horse Gulch.
So. Oh, it's happened before. I've had to pull fuses.
So,
yeah.
So that's my equipment update for our glamping and Jeep life.
Well, that's good. That's so good.
Nice. If you own a Lance camp or if you own an RV of any kind.
Any RV.
Make sure you check your CO2 or carbon.
Yeah, and most of them, sensor. You know, especially the older RVs, people buy them a used RV and then don't realize that sensor is way past its life expectancy. So there's your little pro tip. The more you know, the more you know. Yes.
Nice. We're here to help. We're here to help.
Saving lives.
Every day.
One CO2 LPG.
CO.
CO. CO. That's right.
Carbon
CO2 is
monoxide.
Not bad. Monoxide.
Not mono, the disease.
That's right.
Monoxide.
Right.
So, right.
Did you have mono when you were a kid?
Never got it.
No, never did I. No.
I got strep 3 times, but never mono. Thank God. So.
Ah.
Anyway.
Well, there you go.
So what do we got? Are we ready to talk to Ultra Forge?
Well, not
ready
quite
to beam him in?
Not quite yet. I just got to give a quick update. I sent out that reel of the Deuce Coupes, the little Deuce Coupes. So went on this little car run with about 20 cars last weekend.
That's right.
To Copperopolis in Murphy's, California. And so pretty cool. But what was neat is we met down here in the Bay Area, not too far from your house there in Livermore.
Uh-huh.
And met up at a McDonald's there. And then so we all cruised out. So we had like 15 cars, 12, 15 cars with us at that point. Heading up to Copperopolis. So, you get on those one-lane roads and going through the farmlands and stuff and stop signs. Stop signs. And so, you come to a four-way stop. Well, you got to let the cars go, So we're stopping. Well, people are waving us through.
Yeah, they all want to see the cars.
But that's pretty freaking cool. But, and I've grew up in this street rod scene and stuff. And, of course, people are like, whoa, never seen that car before. And that's cool. It was cool to see people just like wave you through and like, no, keep up, keep your group together.
Well, there were fours. They wanted to make sure they didn't stall.
Right. Even though most of them have Chevy engines, but that's a whole nother deal. And then you come into these small towns, like when we were cruising through Murphy and stuff, it's just so cool. People, it brings a smile to their face and it's pretty cool. But I was amazed at this day and age, how many people stopped and just like, no, go. And I'm like, no, you go, no, go. So that was kind of cool.
Nice.
But, met some cool people. Of course, there was a bunch of old friends there as well that I hadn't seen pre-pandemic. It was the last time I saw them and met up with a Top Fuel funny car driver.
Nice.
You know, wouldn't even know it talking to the guy. And then once you could kind of get to know him, then you can kind of see he's an adrenaline junkie, obviously. But some cool, cool stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Beautiful cars and just good people just they're hanging out.
They're rubbing their cars with diapers.
Not so much, you know. I mean, it was they were all, you know, polished before. Like, I spent the whole week cleaning all the stainless and chrome and everything on you know, my dad's car. And it was like, holy.
Pretty dirty diapers in there.
Man, I ruined some towels. I'll tell you, they just were pure black. It was long overdue. So it was good. Got everything polished up. Got the paint. Got a good coat of wax on the paint. And yeah, she ran good, man. May or may not have been up to about upwards of 9,500 miles an hour just to see how things were holding up. And she did. It's a runner, man. That car got up to 175 degrees tops in all that heat.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's the air conditioning? Good?
Very good. You open up the vents and then, of course, there's no windows. So, yeah, just off she goes. It's very nice.
It's like a Jeep, only not.
Yeah.
Only hugging the ground.
It's like a go-kart. It drives like a go-kart. If you've ever driven a go-kart, that's what it's like driving a 32. And, you know, very lightweight and nimble and quick because they are light. But, man. Anyway, so it was fun.
Nice. So, well, that's cool. Yeah, I know it was high. I know the weather was warm. And
yeah, like 95 degrees, 98 degrees.
But you were up there in Copperopolis is where the main
activities.
Right?
That's a cool little town. So anybody that's like heading up to Slick Rock, like we did our adopter trail and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and they got the Shell station there. And then, but they just...
An ice cream shop, too.
Oh, good ice cream shop. And then the restaurants. There's a great barbecue place, which we've eaten at before, Griff's.
Okay, you haven't?
Oh, we've stopped there before. Oh, that's right. You don't go four wheeling. So when we've stopped there, coming back four wheeling from up north there, there's Baldi's, there's Griff's, and I mean just good restaurants and a great town. And there's a lot of hot rodders up there, so people were coming in. They had a concert Saturday night, so I think every Saturday night they have some sort of concert.
At
Copperopolis.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, right there in that town, and you know you got kind of the town square in the center there, and it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's like out in the middle of nowhere. You drive about 20 miles from Farmington.
Well, you're by the lakes. You know, there's some good water ski lakes there, Lake Tulloch and New Malones and stuff. So is it New Malones? I think it is New Malones. No?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe not.
Anyways,
there's large bodies of water.
Well, it's a stop-off point if you're heading out. Because then you get after Copperopolis, you're heading to Angel's Camp's your next stop.
Right.
But you go through those twisties, you know, about a few miles up the road, you spend 5 or 6 miles driving through, you know, the nice little twisty section of Highway 4, which when you have a heavy camper and you're towing a Jeep, you know, it's a little tedious.
Right.
But,
we were going to go to Hinterhaus, but we ran out of time. I wanted to head back up there because you're only allowed to buy 3 bottles at a time. So I wanted to get some more vodka and, some of that
already out
and court. No, I still have some, but I was just, you know, wanted to stock up just for emergencies.
Well, I know you've had some earthquakes here. So
I say, I keep my feathers numbered for just such an emergency. All right. Should we call Kevin Jones?
Let's give Kevin a call. So
Let's
you had a good time with that run. That's cool.
It was very cool. Very cool. Wow. What's up with the laugh track? It just doesn't, you gotta. You got to figure out your shit is what you got to do. All right, here we go. Well, Chris, let's get into race results. So, as promised, we're gonna call Kevin Jones.
Well, he's on the line.
Well, yeah, I know. I was just we were gonna call him, and we called him.
Yeah.
So, Kevin Jones, are you there?
Come out of the green room.
Ultra 4 Jones.
I'm here.
How was the green room? Did they treat you okay? The Wheeling Wine and Whiskey Studio? Did Lorenzo take care of you? Keep your glass full?
Yeah, no, he drank it all before I got there.
He's not supposed to do
that.
That's
pretty typical. He's not supposed to be drinking
right now.
He's
not supposed to do that.
Oh, shit. So, welcome. Welcome.
Thanks.
It's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
Yeah.
Now Amber's going to be even more jealous because, you know, you're inching ahead again.
Are they keeping count?
I got to stay ahead of her.
Yeah. There's a little private, you know, battle between Ultra 4 Jones and Amber Turner there, you know, who gets the most airtime on Wheeling Wine and Whiskey.
If we see Kevin Jones strap a tent to the top of his race car, then we know game
That's
on.
Right. She's an overlander now. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Where's she going?
No, it's just a photo shoot. There's a long story behind that. The short version is it was sitting in the driveway next to her rig, and that just went on top. But it's not. Nice. It's just for a photo shoot.
Not attached.
No. I was thinking that's the last thing she needs. She's tippy enough.
Yeah. No.
She doesn't need any help flipping over.
No. Although that would soften the landing, though, at Trail Hero, because you got your sleeping bags and shit up there. So that might be something to consider, Amber. Anyways, let's get into Ultra 4. Tear down for what? Tear down in Tennessee. What do you got for us? This is like on the scene live reporter. I love this. Yeah, get the helicopter sound. Going live.
Ultra 4 Jones in the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey Helicopter.
Watch out, Lorenzo's flying.
Oh shit, you're dead.
Yeah. All right. Without further ado, we're going to be quiet now.
All right. No, I thought it'd be kind of fun. I talked to a handful of these racers on a regular basis, so I thought maybe I could add a little bit of insider knowledge, you know, with the results, and maybe make it a little bit more interesting for everybody.
Absolutely. And you are the IG media mogul too. That's so right. I'm self-declared.
I'm far more social online than I am in person, I think. But
hey, you keep pouring that slow distiller there. You know, you'll get more and more friends.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right.
Okay. So we'll start with Stock Klassen. How's that
sound? Stock, yes.
All right. 4,600. Third place, John Schaefer. He's normally a top of the box kind of guy, but he had some trouble.
Okay.
I wasn't able to get any details on what exactly ruined his day, but he still got a third there. Second place, Anthony Vinoy. And then really proud of first place, Tyler Haggard.
Cool.
He'd been fighting New Car Blues for about the last year, and this is his very first win, and he's racing a 2006 LJ.
Good for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep. So really, really stoked for Tyler that he was able to get the car all sorted out and have a good day and get a win.
Good. That's him. Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. And then in the 4,500 modified class, third place is the Beast from the East, Dwayne Gerritsen.
Oh, yeah, Dwayne.
Yeah, always does good back there. Cody St. Clair got second.
Yep.
And then Jesse Oliver got first, right. 45-17. I think you guys probably saw the footage. He tossed a rock off his front tire and took out his drone.
Took out the drone.
That was badass. Yeah. I saw it happen live. That was cool.
That made for some pretty cool coverage there.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I feel like you should get some sort of bonus for that, you know, if you get to take out one of the drones.
Yeah, like a million in one shot, you know?
Yeah, the drones are going crazy. A lot of drone crashes, a lot of drones were taken out by, one drone was taken out by a rock at least. So,
that was that one, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's so crazy.
And then 4,800, my class. Not on the podium, but I wanted to give him kind of an honorable mention. 12th place was James Panzella, car number 28.
Yeah.
Been chatting with that guy a lot. It's his third race ever. He was able to get a finish in. So
kind
of proud of him. Yeah, proud of him for just sticking with this really brutal hobby and getting the car across the finish line. So
stoked for
James on that.
No doubt.
Yeah. And then Casey Gilbert came in third. Yep. He's usually a top of the box guy, but I know he had some flat tires, and I'm not sure what else affected his day, but and then second was driver of record was George Schooley, but he always races with his daughter Cameron, but he's got a medical condition with his heart they're trying to figure out, AFib. So he had a stand-in driver, Casey Ryan, and kind of a cool story because Casey had never been in the car. They hadn't met the guy. They just made a bunch of phone calls to see if anybody could drive the car. And I think Eric Miller made the connection for him.
Good.
And this guy left work and drove 4 hours and didn't qualify, didn't see the course, and jumped in the car with George's daughter, Cameron, and they got a second place.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, guy's a ringer, I guess.
Wow.
So.
I know they didn't call Jason.
Yeah. I think he's done some co-driving for Casey Gilbert. He's definitely been in a Miller car and definitely seen what it takes.
Yeah, because I've got no missed calls here on my phone looking at it right now. I don't know. Just saying.
That's right.
Then first place, Chris May in the 725.
Mm.
It was his first win ever in that car.
Cool.
That was a 4,400 car that he dropped to 48, I believe, this year at KOH. And then also really cool and really fun is they did a Razor 170 race.
Yes.
And his daughter won it.
Yeah.
And so they
had the kids. That's right.
They had the kids race. So his daughter, Hurricane Raleigh May, won
what
the
a name.
Yeah.
Dude, that was super cool. I watched that race. So, that was cool.
Right. So it was a really proud moment for him that he got to win his first race and his daughter won her first race. So,
right on.
Pretty cool. Yeah, absolutely. I hope Ultra 4 kind of keeps that up and brings maybe in some more kid racing and stuff.
Right.
Well, they could do the short course at KOH with that. That'd be a whole lot of fun.
Yep. Yeah. A lot more justification for those of us with families, you know, to kind of say it's a whole family activity.
Right, exactly, right, exactly. Right. Justify it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Cool.
And then big boy class, 4,400. So 44. I had guessed that Eric Miller would be top of the box and then Blyler, but I had it kind of backwards. So Josh Blyler won.
Yep.
And then the big kind of cool thing there that I was proud of was Cade Rod in his 4,800 car.
That was cool.
He threw some 39-inch tires on his Legend car and ran it in 4,400.
No qualified, kidding, yeah.
Yeah, qualified first.
He was the pole.
Yep, pole qualifier, and then finished second in the race. So that's super, super cool and stoked for Cade on that.
He ran a clean race. I mean, I watched it from beginning to end, and I was like, Jesus. I mean, obviously, a lot of the coverage was in the forest. You didn't see everything, but you know, his times were great throughout the whole thing, and it was a constant battle between him and Josh all day long. It was great.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Epic, epic race there for him. He's really proud of that. And honestly, if he moves up a class and makes more room for me on the box, I wouldn't be all that upset about that.
There you go.
Perfect.
So maybe he'll be 4,400 next year. Obviously that car can get it done.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. Yeah. And then, Eric Miller rounded out the box in third. I know he had some flat tires, but yeah, that's about it. And then the one that kind of, you know, you guys called was, I think a lot of people had Bailey Cole predicted to win the thing, and
just turns coming out off a win.
He didn't even start the race.
Didn't even start. So,
well, he had issues. He had issues just getting there, from what I was reading.
Yeah,
the RV had issues, and then. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was probably a Dodge RV or something they couldn't even get to the racetrack, and then he lost it. He lost a motor.
You goddamn Ford guys.
When you say, "Oh, he lost a motor," it's like a
figurative.
Blown motor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like a figurative statement.
Figuratively,
yeah.
Lost a motor.
So they after qualifying, they realized they had some major motor problems, and most of those teams of that caliber would switch to their spare motor, but instead Bailey's spare motor and it's fallen out of the back of his chase truck the night before. So I think it suffered irreparable damage.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So they had a team, the MWAC team, the 416 car, Monkey with a Knife.
Yeah, Monkey with a Knife guys.
Yeah.
They offered to let Bailey race their car so that he could earn points. But the rules actually state that you have to race whatever car you qualified
in. Sure.
So Bailey ended up sitting the race out and spectated and helped some other guys. And
he helped them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
He spent a little bit of time in the booth with Miles too. I heard so, but not, yeah. Not a lot.
Wow. That's
crazy. I think he'll have enough points, by the time they throw out a race or whatnot, you know, I think he's still looking okay. Championship wise. So
is he planning on racing at, Sturgis? Uh-huh.
I think he's racing everything.
Okay.
Yeah. They committed to every race.
Right on. Yep. Right on.
Yeah.
Any other inside stuff?
Pretty cool race.
That's
pretty much most of what I gathered talking to people. What did you guys see?
I didn't see anything.
No, I thought the race was awesome. I mean, the drone coverage was on point this year, other than the crashes and the rocks. But
yeah, but that made it exciting.
It did. I mean, it's like you'd see a drone, and they got super close to these cars when they were coming out of that rock area, when they'd come down that steep rock slope. And then they make that hard right turn, and they'd have to avoid that tree. And the drone was like coming down, and like, as you probably have when you were in the King of the Hammers, having this drone like fly right by your window. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
We got a different perspective of the drones in San Felipe. So I remember we were sitting stage at the start line getting ready to go. And I don't remember if it was qualifying or the race, but that's where the drone pilots were. And they had an easy up, and they had kind of like a little helipad that they would land them on, and they had all their battery chargers lined up, sure, and everything like that. And it was really funny to watch these guys, because they're just sitting in a camping chair, sure, with their goggles on, you know, and each one would fly for a battery or worth of flight time, and then he'd land his on the helipad, and the next guy would throw his goggles on, and you know.
Right.
Hop in the chair and then fly his around and stuff. So it's kind of an interesting strenuous take, you know. But yeah.
Those video games did pay off.
Yeah. Yeah. Now these kids are making a job of it. I'm sure their parents were telling them to get off that video game when they were kids. So.
Yep. Now look at them. Look at me now, Mom. Look at me now, Dad. I'm a drone pilot at Ultra 4 Racing, and I'm killing it. Awesome.
No. Well, we were watching that at KOH, right?
Yeah.
And Dusty Drone, you know, one of our buddies there, he's got that badass, I don't even know if you call it a Baja Bug. I mean, that thing's Ultra 4 Bug, I'm going to call it. But yeah, walked into his trailer, it's McKenzie's dad, and was checking it out. And I'm like, oh my God, this thing's all set up. He's got his charging station and all the
workbench.
Wow, that's cool. So I don't know if it was one of his drones that got taken out or not. He posted it on his page, but I don't know if it was his drone that got.
There were quite a few drone pilots flying around. So yeah, it was good stuff. Good coverage. The one thing I will say that was, and maybe it's not very exciting for the viewers, but they didn't really spend a whole lot of time showing cars up in that short track section, just before the start finish line. You know, when they come out of the woods and they race up that, go through the rock garden. I mean, they didn't, practically zero coverage of that. And I know it's probably dusty and boring, but I like to see the high speed stuff too. That's kind of
fun. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm super stoked that they can even put together any sort of live coverage and that they've got a program. But, I think a lot of us that race and or spectate, I think we see so much more potential in what they could do. So, I hope they get a lot of, you know, constructive feedback from how they do the coverage and they just continue to improve it for all our sakes, you know, the racers and spectators. And, you know, it's just going to help build the sport and draw in more sponsors. And
it's growing leaps and bounds, man, every day.
Well, I mean, the certainly growing, and the coverage from last year, COVID year, with a full shutdown versus the coverage this year, it was, I don't know, how do you put a number to it, but I would say the coverage was 100% better. Maybe that's exaggerating, but it was definitely better. The other thing too is interesting, and maybe you have some insight into it. A lot of there was a good field, don't get me wrong, but some of the big names weren't there at all. And, it was kind of like you didn't see the Campbells at all. They were there last year. Levi Shirley was there. Lauren Healy.
You got to keep in mind that when they do West, North, and East, you've got guys that are selectively picking regional races because that's the championship they're after,
right?
And they're just trying a different strategy. I know Cade, he didn't do so good. His West points weren't looking so good. So that's why he like skipped San Felipe altogether. And I think why he decided to try 4,400 back East, cause it's just like, I didn't have a shot at West. So I maybe make this a year of learning.
Change it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, I don't think, I think the Campbells are a little more West based now. Sure. And, I think Levi's still kind of sorting some stuff out. So I think he's sitting a couple races out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. There's definitely circumstances working with Levi at this point. So, mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, it was just last year there were quite a few big names there, and I don't know if it was just cabin fever for them and they really just wanted to get out because that looked like it was going to be the only race that was going to happen beyond what went down in Oklahoma for the Nationals. But, it was still a great race, and I'm really happy for all the finishers and podium.
Yeah.
Guys. Yeah. And you talked about last episode, I think it was, you talked about the Montana race and kind of made, you know, poked a little bit of fun at the lack of attendance. And that, yeah. And that one actually wasn't an official Ultra 4 race. They kind of tagged on to a race series that takes place up there.
Okay.
So if you notice and you looked at like the trophies weren't the typical Laser Nut trophies because they were just there in conjunction with another race series.
Okay. Well, that explains a lot. So I'll dig into that one a little bit more, but yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but,
no, it's I don't know what that organization is. It's like Yora or something, but, it wasn't technically an Ultra 4 race. So I think it didn't attract a lot of the same clientele.
So, got questions from our listeners any details that you could provide with your new car, because it's people are calling me and I'm like, I know nothing.
Oh my gosh.
You know, inquiry minds want to know.
Want to know. Yeah. It's killing me.
Other than it's in construction right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's currently the more you know. It's currently in the infancy of construction right now. Subframe is going together, and we had to take a slight tactical pause because we're waiting to get my current car to the builder.
Okay.
So that we could finalize some dimensions.
Okay.
Because, you know, this isn't a car that, a lot of people keep asking me if it's a chassis that they've heard of before. And,
sure.
And you know, that's one thing I can tell you is you probably haven't.
Right.
So, and that's not to say we're reinventing the wheel here, that we're, you know, trying to break from the mold, but
sure.
I'm just trying to be an individual and trying to do something, that I think is going to work good for me. I've developed an opinion on how my car should be, and this builder's paying attention to what I want.
Yeah, that's
so
cool. That's very cool.
But yeah, I finally got my car up there last weekend, and we got all those dimensions taken care of. Some of it is so that I can cross over and carry some parts over,
okay,
and make sure that they fit in the chassis, and then some are dimensions that I want to mimic, and then some are some dimensions that I want to make sure I don't mimic.
Right.
So, I threw it up on my IG a couple of days ago, just some little teaser stuff that, the overall length of the car is actually going to be 16 inches shorter, but somehow the wheelbase is going to be
longer.
6 to 8 inches longer.
Yeah.
Chassis will be about 6 inches wider. And then, you know, there's a lot of intangibles like center of gravity, and that's kind of a big one. So I think this new car is going to be considerably lower center of gravity.
Well, there's a very important thing you need to consider too.
Okay.
What's that?
It needs to fit my fat ass in there.
Yeah. You and that tall, freakishly tall dude on the other podcast. I can't remember his name.
Tyler?
No.
Yeah. That one.
Oh, the him?
Yeah, he claims he wants a ride, and he can't fit in my little tiny car. Right.
Oh, jeez. He would shit his pants.
Well, we're all looking forward to seeing the final product. What's the timeline look like?
Yeah, is this going to be like the Bronco reveal? Is it going to be like 3, 4, or 5 years after when it's supposed to?
Well,
or what do you
know,
think?
That's how you build hype, right? No. I should have the chassis in my hands completed in a couple months.
Wow.
Let's say two, 3 months. And then, so I have until then to basically shred my car and then try and just do stuff like get the engine rebuilt and, you know, get parts organized and sell parts that I'm not using and
sure.
things like that. So
Okay.
So your goal is to be on the lake bed for KOH 2022.
I am going to reset the countdown timer for KOH 2022, and then I'm going to absolutely give it hell. And it's going to take things outside my control to keep me from being there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you need any help, well, we can rally troops.
Yeah. We could be down there in 3 hours.
All right, Chris can supervise, and Jason
he can
help.
Supervise again. Yeah, I don't even know. Did he pour us or like open any beers for us or anything? Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
I kept drinks
assistant.
Going. I poured drinks for you all
once.
Day.
Oh, you did. You did make a Jack and Coke.
I offered Kevin all day, but he's like, "No, I'm being good. I'm being good."
Yeah, he did a little bit. He makes a good bar bitch.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll bring Lorenzo. He can drink all.
Yeah.
The
now
too.
That Lorenzo's back.
Nice.
Lorenzo's back. Mm. Right on.
Well, all hey, right. that's awesome, man. Well, thank you for the update. I love the insider insight here.
It's fun to get a glimpse inside, you know, make things get a little bit of backstory with some of the racers and how their days went.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's great.
Stories,
yeah, because
sure.
you're definitely, I don't know how you do it, but you're all over that IG there, the gram. And keeping it up. So stay on the line. Chris has got a parting gift for you, and we'll get your bank account so we can deposit the check. And thanks.
Right on.
Thanks for playing.
Don't hold your breath.
All right, Kevin.
Guys.
All right, Ultra Ford Jones, right there, live in the Heezy, baby. Woo! Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Good night. And he gone.
All right. Well, that was good. Good update. And great information. I mean, and how cool is that story? I wanted to bring it up if he didn't bring it up about the about Chris May's daughter, banging it out in the kid class. That was super cool. I mean, I watched that race from beginning to end. I had like I don't know five or six cars lined up side by side. It was crazy.
Quick start. Yeah, hot start,
and then they just ran. They got no F's to give, man.
No.
They just go out there and just never lift, you know.
That's awesome. That's so good.
Good stuff. So, I mean, these kids are just having great memories, you know, racing around these little
what a blast. Yeah.
Just tearing it up. So,
yeah.
Good stuff. So, yeah. Next race, I guess, is Sturgis. I don't know if that's going to be, is that official and legit race?
I think so. As far as I know.
Okay. Well, I don't have any details on that.
No,
so.
we'll find out. We'll get Kevin Jones. If people like that segment, let us know, drop us a line here, email.
Yep.
You know, or, hit
call.
Us up on the DM.
They can call too.
They can call. Yeah. What's that phone number, Chris?
408.
Yep.
800.
Yep.
5169.
5169. Yep.
408. 800.
5169. That's correct. I wonder if we got any phone calls. I haven't even checked. Let's check if let's see here.
Some of these phone calls have been great.
Let's go into
all
this,
the phone
this,
calls.
This,
have been great.
Oh, it's been great the way those last ones. Oh, I do have one here.
Do you? Uh-oh.
814 area code.
You haven't listened to it?
I haven't listened to it at all. You ready?
This could be bad.
Let's see what happens.
We're going live.
We're going in. We're going, okay, I don't know. I honestly have not listened to this one.
Hey, so this is me. I'm driving around right now in the Ford, the big turd going around. And did I just hear Chris say that he got you a road gift? Really? A road gift? Is that like a roadie?
Road gift.
I don't know. It just seems weird. Hearing one dude tell another dude that he's getting him a road gift.
I don't know.
Usually that's not something
about.
A dude tells another dude, but, you know, hey, no judgment. It's all cool. We're all God's children, and you guys do your thing, and it all makes sense now why you guys share campers when we're out camping. So it's all about that hashtag Lance life. You know, that's cool. No judgment, man.
All right.
Anyways, thought I'd call and give you a hard time. Yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Oh, we have no idea
road
what
gift.
The fuck you're talking
the
about.
The fuck is he talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have to call him.
Maybe. Get
That's
him on the
Tyler.
Show. Call
wow.
him right now.
That was pretty weak. Should we call him?
Call him right now. Write
Should
me
we
out.
Call him?
Write me out.
I guarantee he will not answer. I'm going to go. Because he talks. He gives us shit for being old men.
Right, meow.
But dude, he eats dinner at like 6:30, and after that, you can never get a hold of him. But we're gonna go ahead and call him. It's what time is it our time? It's a 7:45.
Well, it's the same time for him too.
I know, but it's 7:45. I'm just putting a time reference on here. He ain't answering. I got $100 right now. He ain't answering. Mm-mm. He ain't answering.
He gone. Wow.
It's going to go to his voicemail. Hi, you reached Tyler. I'm on the court or in a meeting right now.
Playing with my fuzzy balls.
Hey, you reached Tyler Larson. I'm not able to answer my phone at the moment. I'm either on the court doing some kind of venerated meeting.
Heard that message.
Please leave me a voicemail with what you're calling about, and as well as a return phone number, and I will call you back as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a great day.
It's 7:45 on a Wednesday night. You're not on the fucking court. You're not in a meeting. Answer your damn phone.
He's making babies.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe.
Hey, so we want to know what you're talking about. You just listened to this message. We don't need no sneaky badges. This is a road gift. We don't even know what you're talking about.
We have no idea.
Whatever. Hashtag jealous, you know, whatever. Just Lance Life is where it's at.
Snail trails.
Yeah.
No clue.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's all good. When's your partner coming back from...
Never.
With and that's all going to change now that he's a married man.
Why would you come back from Yosemite?
No, well, he's already back from Yosemite, but he's on his honeymoon now in an undisclosed location that required a passport. I will leave it at that.
Oh, they went to Antarctica.
No, they didn't. He already played with the penguins once. So, anyways, what else can we leave on his voicemail here?
Is that
here?
A euphemism for something?
A euphemism?
For playing with the penguins?
Or blowing a seal?
I don't know.
In Antarctica?
You're on the show anyway. Okay.
Well, no, your voicemail's on the show. And that's all we got. I don't know what else to say other than hashtag Ford's rule, hashtag Toyota suck. Over.
All right. Well, you missed out on that one, Tyler. And hopefully Jimmy's enjoying his honeymoon in an undisclosed location.
Yes. Go and, Jimmy and the assistant.
Yeah. Congratulations. In case you didn't, if our listeners listen to Snail Trail,
they already know.
They know he got hitched to Yosemite at Glacier Point.
Yeah, beautiful
last
spot.
Weekend. Oh, it's gorgeous up there. Absolutely gorgeous. If you've never been up to Glacier Point for sunrise, you should really do that. That's pretty epic.
Yeah, we've done that a few times. And sunset.
Yeah, I've never been there for sunset.
Yeah, we've done sunset up there. And then there's the, what is that, 4 Mile Trail, they call
it?
Yeah,
I think it's 4 Mile Trail. Yeah.
So we rode up there, which takes like a good hour and a half from valley floor.
In the car, yeah.
Hour and a half plus.
Yeah, hour, at least an hour, yeah.
And we got up there and we did the, sunrise morning, good morning America up there. And then some of us hiked down the 4 Mile Trail, which was great because 4 miles downhill is way better than 4 miles uphill.
I'd have been dead.
And hiked back to camp. So that was kind of a fun deal. There's a lot of great little hikes in Yosemite. Well, I don't know. We had people, and a group of us were, it was probably drunk, bourbon fired conversation around the campfire that, it's like, hey, why don't we just grab the backpacks and we'll get a ride up there and then we'll just hike back to camp. So, well, that was all fine and dandy till they dropped us off and they drove away. And
you're committed at that point.
So you are fully committed.
As long as you got enough Bloody Mary, what the hell?
And hiked on down, which, downhill, and then you get to the valley floor and then it's like, oh, shit, our campground's way over there.
I mean, you could have jumped and you'd been there a lot faster.
True. That would have been the quick way down. Don't know sure what the result would have been.
Wouldn't have been good. So
anyways, that's the Glacier Point. We've had a lot of great times up at Glacier Point.
Yep, for sure. And Jimmy got married there. So congratulations to him and the assistant. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good times. All right. So you got anything else?
I've got everything checked off on my list here. I got a rant for the patrons. You're supposed to edit those and get those out to the patrons.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of patrons.
Yeah. What about patrons?
Where's my, hold on. I got to find my shit here.
Hold on.
Okay, so yeah, patrons. So yeah, we have new content coming. I know we've been promising, and Snail Boys called us out on the drunk Meadow Lake episode that's been in the can for almost a year.
It's been
collecting dust, and actually, it's been repelling dust. It's very well preserved.
Yes.
The amount of alcohol that I can actually, when I played that episode back recently, I could still smell the alcohol wafting off of it. Smelled like Fireball.
That doesn't surprise me.
So anyway, I started editing a little bit, and that's gonna go live.
I got a rant too that's supposed to go live.
Yep, I'm gonna have there's gonna be some new content.
A lot of shit. A
lot of stuff coming up for all the patrons. Right. So if you're not a patron,
get Lorenzo to help out.
Lorenzo's useless. Shit. Useless. So
damn ass.
For our patrons, we love you guys and gals. You've been fantastic supporting the show. New content is coming, so your patience is much appreciated.
Yeah,
and so look forward to that coming out very shortly. And then, like I said, we have some new rants. We've got that happening. If you're not a patron, you can go to our webpage, www.wheelingwineandwhiskey.com, and you can find all of our episodes there. You can find our merch there. You can find a link to our Patreon if you decide you want to support the show.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
We got a newsflash. Newsflash here.
Fresh off the press.
I got a phone call from Johnny.
Oh, boy. Dirtbag.
Mega Ultra Koozies have landed in the stateside.
Ooh, are they on the website now?
Nope.
Not yet.
They will be here shortly. But we did receive shipment. So the dirt bag, Wheelie Wine and Whiskey, Snail Armor, and More Flat. All of those have landed, ultra mega koozies, and we have tested these things. Johnny sent me a picture today with a can in the koozie and then a like liter of cola on top of it and then a water bottle on top of that. So
liter of cola?
Yeah, liter of cola. So it will stick to anything that's not Bondo ridden on your rig.
Anything that's Ferris.
Yeah.
Not Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, not Ferris Bueller. Wow.
Yeah.
Just like walk-in cooler, but much cooler. Walk-in freezer, but much cooler. Okay, so yeah. So anyways, look for those soon on the website. And we're not going to be able to hand these out for free. We have some of the second edition, which are still good.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want the ultra mega, you're going to have to pay because these things come at a price, and we obviously it took us three renditions
to get here.
But we're here, we're there, we made it.
It's soon, yeah, absolutely. So keep an eye on the website for that.
All right.
The merch link, and going back to support.
That was the end of that live report. Thank you for reporting, Jason Green, on the scene.
I don't know where I was when you interrupted.
Sorry, totally.
But anyway, we appreciate your support.
Patrons, and, yes. How not, to become
not,
a patron.
You're not required to be a patron, but we definitely would appreciate the support if you decide to
No, but Chris
one.
Will come knocking on your door like the Jehovah Witness.
That's right. And if your credit card doesn't work, I will come looking for you.
Would you like to extend your car warranty?
It's not. It's, Jesus.
Have you heard about our Lord Savior?
Yes. All of those things.
Are you a member of the Patreon page of Wheeling Wine and Whiskey?
You better be. We're not leaving until you are. No, again, your support would be appreciated, but it's not required. The shows are free, and they'll always be free.
Again, so. Just like Bartles and James, thank you for your support. It's been great, and our following has been freaking outstanding, overwhelming. I can't believe how far this podcast has come. And that we've got some people that are throwing their hard-earned cash at us, afforded us this great technology here with a bunch of buttons that Chris is still learning how to use. So there you go.
You can't handle the Torx.
That sticker is coming out soon, too. That is my next mission.
Yeehaw.
Hey, we're going to have a booth at Sierra Trek.
That's correct.
So Cal 4 Wheel, Sierra Trek, for those of you that are on the West Coast...
The best coast.
And, so it's up there at our place we've talked about before, Meadow Lake. And you could look it up at cal4wheel.com.
It's a secret place.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's the association that Austin just ran that killer membership drive for, 100 new members. Boom. Right. Like that.
I rate 4x4.
Austin, I rate 4x4. And so handed out 100 shirts and stickers and a pretty freaking cool deal. But anyways, check it out. cal4wheel.com. I was at the Zoom meeting. They had a live meeting with Zoom, and the office is in Sacramento, Sacramento.
Right.
And I was on the Zoom at home cooking dinner and eating dinner, and it was like a freaking 3-hour meeting. But anyways, Tyler was there too.
Like a 3-hour tour.
Yeah, Tyler was there too. But anyways, it is coming together, and you know, I know one run is like sold out. I can't remember which one. Don't quote me, so I'm not even gonna say. But there's still runs open, and it's everything from mild to wild. And the Fordyce Creek Trail, if you start that trail at the beginning at Eagle Lakes down there on Highway 80 and end up at Meadow Lake, you have mastered four wheeling. It is freaking badass tough
winning
trail. Yeah. So, check it out. Even if you just go up there and camp, you know, if you're one of the four overlanders that listen to our podcast and go, you know what, I don't want to do any of this four wheeling shit, but I love to camp. Pull out my Scottle and the Batwing canopy and my
pop up tent or a rooftop tent.
Yeah, shine up the traction boards and come on in.
Woo-hoo!
It is cool. It is really, really a cool event, and they're going to have vendors there. We're going to be there with a booth.
Yep.
So that's what I was saying with Johnny. Dirtbag Johnny is going to be there, so we're sharing a booth with him. So
we might even have some merch for sale.
Johnny's going to have his big zips for sale. Some swag on his end. Of course, we'll have some of our swag. It's going to be fun. Going to be a good event. I'm emceeing the event Saturday night. So that'll be interesting. See how that goes. I got to try and stay somewhat sober.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be good. I'm usually one of the drunk guys on the side heckling. So this is going to be interesting.
I'll see if I can stay sober. So when I win my winch. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's great. So... Anyways, check that out, Cal 4 Wheel, Sierra Trek 2021. And the dates for that, Chris, is the second weekend in August, right?
That's whoops.
Second weekend in August, which is going to be the 12th. It starts on the 12th. There's some runs on the 12th, which is Thursday,
right?
13th Friday, 14th Saturday, and then things wrap up Sunday morning. They'll send you out with there's meals that are all provided there.
Breakfast and dinner.
Yep. Good meals. They have a snack bar there. Of course, they got a bar. They got a DJ
live music
on Thursday night, and then live music Friday and Saturday night. You know, all these different trails. They got games in camp there.
That's right. For that stuff for the kids, too.
And yeah, kids stuff. And then, of course, the vendor show. So
there's a kids raffle. There's a grown up raffle. There's, you know, all sorts of stuff. So
nice.
Good times. Good. Absolutely agree. And it's amazing because you've never been up there. It's Summit City, right? And
what used to be a huge mining town.
Used to be a huge mining town.
Pop-up mining town.
And so if you look up Summit City and on Wikipedia, you'll get a whole bunch of history.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But with this place, there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden for this weekend, there's 1,000 people plus there.
Right.
And Jason was telling me back in the day, which was, you know, as old as he is, you know, that
back in my day,
well, there'd be like a couple, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people there.
No, not 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Maybe three, but yeah, not to 5,000.
2,500.
Yeah, 2,500 is a good number. There was a shit ton, and they had RTI ramps. I mean, it was crazy. They had a logging contest. It was,
you know, I haven't been
going. The Archer brothers, the over by the dam of Meadow Lake.
Oh,
they
sure.
Archer brothers that owned Archer brothers wrecking yard, the Jeep wrecking yard,
San Leandro. Yeah,
It's up there near. No, it's near Sacramento.
That's
but anyways,
J&W, isn't it?
Yeah. Then there's J&W too. But Archer brothers, man, they go out in these damn near stalker Jeeps and just beat the living shit out of them because they had a whole bunch of parts back in camp, you know, that they hauled in to sell. It was insane. And it was before competition rock crawling. That's how long ago this was. And they were out there just sending it, with semi stock rigs.
Just going to send it.
Anyways, great, great event. You will not be disappointed if you go there. And if you are, then you are not an off-road enthusiast. I can honestly say that. And I will battle you to the death on that.
There you go. There you go. So
Lorenzo's just shaking his head right now.
We're going to wrap this pig up. But so you want to get a hold of Jason or I, you can do that. Jason and Chris, or Chris at WheelingWineAndWhiskey.com. Don't forget about the Instagram at Wheeling Wine and Whiskey. And, of course, our website, like we mentioned before, www.wheelingwineandwhiskey.com.
You can sign up for Patreon there and get some swag or just check out an episode. Yeah, all good stuff, man.
Give us feedback. You have any ideas for what you'd like us to talk about?
408-800-5169. 408-800-5169 is the hotline. And, you know, just call in. We're still waiting for Don Happel to call in, you know?
Well, he's still looking
for Rover guy.
He's looking for Blanton.
Well, if he doesn't call us, he ain't going to get shit. Well, just saying.
There ain't no Blantons out there, just so you know.
I got a whole bunch less than 10 feet away from me right now. Just saying. Just saying.
On that note.
All right. We're out.